No bun-headed corporal to give you his lip. And yet, I dunno, 'tis hard to be something you never were and never meant to be in all the old days and shut up along with your papers. Aye, I'm a growing rusty, and 'tis the will of God that a man must serve his crane for time and all. He helped himself to a fresh peg, and I sighed furiously. Let your beard grow, Mulvaney, said I, and then you won't be troubled with these notions. You'll be a real civilian. Dinah Shad had told me in the drawing room of her desire to coax Mulvaney into letting his beard grow. "'Twas so civilian-like, said poor Dinah, who hated her husband's hankering for his old life. Dinah Shad, you're a disgrace to the honest, clean-scraped man, said Mulvaney without replying to me. Grow a beard on your own chin, darling, and leave my roses alone. They're all that stand between me and disrespectability. If I didn't shave, I'd be tormented with this outrageous thirst, for there's nothing so drying to the throat as a big billy-goat beard waggling on your chin. You wouldn't have me drink all his Dinah Shad. By the same token, you're keeping me cold right now. Let me look at that whisky. The whisky was lent and returned, but Dinah Shad, who had been just as eager as her husband in asking after old friends, wrenched me with, I take shame for you, sir, coming down here, though your saints know you're as welcome as the daylight when you do come and upset in turns his head with your nonsense about what's much better forgotten. He'd been a civilian now, and you never or else. Can you not let the army rest? 'Tis not good for Terence. I took refuge by Mulvaney, for Dinah Shad has a temper of her own. Let boy, let boy.